Workers at Paradise Valley Sanitarium, St. Helena, California, April 17, 1907. To the workers at Paradise Valley Sanitarium, I address a few words to you this morning. I am glad that Dr. Ross has united with the workers at the sanitarium. The acquaintance I have had with Dr. Ross has been a very pleasant one. I know him to be courteous and kindly, and I have always looked upon him as a Christian gentleman. Years ago, he refused to come under the ruling powers at the Battle Creek Sanitarium, and because he refused to sign certain documents, he was spoken against, and his influence was injured. Our strength and help is in God. Christ is the head of the church, and he expects every Christian to surrender to his will and live for his glory. The influence of each is to result in bringing many sons and daughters to God. We meet a great number of unconverted people every day, and we have an individual work to do in leading these souls to Christ. The people who shall compose the family of God above are to be united as a family here on earth. All power in heaven and earth will combine with their efforts for the conversion of souls. The ruler of the universe, through the gift of his Son, has reconciled all things unto himself and has organized companies that they may attain to perfection of character through obedience to the truth, and by becoming co-workers with his church in heaven. Matchless love for a fallen world was expressed in the commission Christ gave to his disciples. Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature, and lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Mark 16, verse 15, Matthew 28, verse 20. My fellow workers, pray for that which the Spirit alone can impart. Cultivate kindness and love and respect for each other. Let each do his appointed work according to his ability. I hope to visit you soon.